This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, May 21st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. $300 million in trade promo funding announced. No intent to reclassify potatoes, Vilsack and Becerra say. Chefs and environmental groups push for climate safeguards in Farm Bill. Ahead of Farm Bill debate, Vilsack announces CCC-funded trade grants. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is announcing the first $300 million in awards to commodity groups today under a $1.2 billion trade promotion initiative he's funded through his Commodity Credit Corporation Spending Authority. The Regional Agriculture Promotion Program is designed to supplement the trade promotion programs of the Farm Bill. The 66 organizations getting RAP grants were chosen from among $1 billion worth of proposals, Vilsack told reporters in a briefing on the grants. The funding is focused on new markets for U.S. ag exports in Africa, Latin America, and Asia. The secretary said, quote, as we've seen in recent history, there are devastating consequences if we rely on just a few large markets. We remain committed to our established customer base around the world, but we're also setting our sights on new growth opportunities. Now keep in mind, Vilsack's announcement comes 2 days before the House Ag Committee votes on a farm bill that would cancel the CCC's Section 5 authority that Vilsack is using to fund the trade initiative. Obviously, in the future, depending on what Congress decides to do relative to the CCC, we may not have the flexibility or the capacity to respond to the need or a challenge that may arise, he said. Vilsack also said he wasn't surprised the Congressional Budget Office doesn't believe that suspending his CCC authority will produce the cost savings Republicans need to help pay for their farm bill. He said he, quote, fully expected the CBO score to come in at a significantly lower level. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson argues that the $8 billion in estimated cost savings is far too low. But as we reported yesterday, the CBO hasn't changed its position. The CCC funding for the trade initiative was formally requested by leaders of the Senate Ag Committee last year. Take note, Vilsack said he believes that taking the money from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, as the Farm Bill would do, runs afoul of last year's debt ceiling agreement. Now, for more on the RAP announcement, you can go to agripulse.com. Agriculture Department seeks participants for a Vietnam trade mission. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service is accepting applications from exporters looking to join a trade mission to Vietnam in September. The mission, scheduled for September 9th to 13th, will include events in Ho Chi Minh City and Hanoi, the agency said. Potential buyers from Burma, Cambodia, and Thailand may also be present. Take note, the U.S. exported $3.1 billion in agriculture products to Vietnam last year. Among them, cotton, dairy, distillers' grains, fresh fruit, poultry, soybeans, and tree nuts, according to Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Lawsuit threatened over PFAS producing process used to make plastic containers. Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility is threatening to sue EPA to stop allowing the manufacture and distribution of plastic containers used for a variety of products, including pesticides. The group is targeting the fluoridation process used to create barrier properties in the containers. The process, however, produces carcinogenic PFAS. PEER contends EPA has the authority under the Toxic Substance Control Act to halt the practice. Meanwhile, Maine organic farmers recently threatened a lawsuit against EPA to force the agency to regulate the land application of biosolids made from sewage sludge. The Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association filed the notice of intent to sue under the Clean Water Act, which requires EPA to identify toxic pollutants in sewage sludge and publish rules governing their use. PEER filed a similar letter in February. The group says, quote, "In the over 35 years it has been examining biosolids for emerging threats, EPA has identified more than 250 pollutants of all types, yet has promulgated only 9 sewage sludge regulations for land applications. At least 59 farms in the state have been found to be contaminated with PFAS as of January, according to the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association. HHS and USDA, no intent to reclassify potatoes as grain. Secretary Vilsack and Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra have assured Senator Sue Collins of Maine that there is no intent and no effort underway to reclassify potatoes as a grain. In a letter to Collins that she released yesterday, the two cabinet officials say there are no, quote, analysis singling out potatoes. The agencies share jurisdiction over the DGA process. The National Potato Council has warned that the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee may be looking to reclassify the spud as a grain. The secretaries also say, however, that the Dietary Guidelines for Americans is, quote, a framework for healthy eating, not a one-size-fits-all mold everyone must fit into. The Scientific Advisory Committee is currently, quote, examining data within and across food groups, they say. For example, in some population groups in the United States, vegetables or legumes like beans, peas, or lentils, example, corn, beans, and taro root, might be emphasized more than breads, pasta, or rice. Collins says the letter shows the issue is settled. Her press release says HHS and USDA jointly confirm potatoes are a vegetable, not a grain. FDA officially withdraws policy on feed regulations. The FDA has officially withdrawn the Center for Veterinary Medicine's Program Policy and Procedures Manual Guide in regulating animal foods with drug claims. The policy required a drug review for animal food ingredients, which advocates say deterred manufacturers from investing in the U.S. marketplace. Animal Feed Industry Association celebrating the move on social media, but pushed for Congress to pass the Innovative Feed Act to further modernize the approval process for feed ingredients. Chefs and environmental groups push for climate safeguards in the Farm Bill. Following the House Agriculture Committee's Republican release of the next Farm Bill text, the James Beard Foundation, the Environmental Working Group, and Natural Resources Defense Council are pushing for the committee to protect conservation funding in the Inflation Reduction Act. In a letter to the committee, the groups push for a bipartisan farm bill ahead of the panel's markup on Thursday. Specifically, they urge Congress to finalize a farm bill that promotes local and sustainable farming and supports conservation programs written into the IRA that help farmers implement practices that mitigate climate impacts. The detrimental effects of climate change are causing severe economic risk to U.S. farmers, leading to restaurant closures, employee layoffs, and escalating consumer costs, the group say in the letter. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, May 21st. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.